an event recognizing the top achievers in the company. People had come from all over the world to be recognized. It was a great event, a gala I will always remember. I could not believe how much money Xerox was spending just to recognize the top salespeople in the company. But even though it was a celebration, I was having a miserable time. Throughout the 3-day event, all I could think about was leaving the job, the steady paycheck, and the security of the company. I realized that once the party in San Juan was over, I was going to go on my own. I was not going back to work at the Honolulu branch office or the Xerox Corporation. When leaving San Juan, our plane experienced some kind of emergency. In preparing to land at Miami, the pilot had us all brace, cradle our heads, and prepare for a possible crash. I was already feeling bad enough about this being my first day as an entrepreneur, but now I had to prepare to die on top of it? My first day as an entrepreneur was not off to a very good start. Obviously, the plane did not crash, and I flew on to Chicago, where I was going to do a sales presentation for my line of nylon surfer wallets. I arrived at the Chicago Mercantile Mart late because of the flight delays, and the client I was supposed to meet, a buyer from a large chain of department stores, was already gone. Once again, I thought to myself, this is not a good way to start my new career as an entrepreneur. If I don't make this sale, there will be no income for the business, no paycheck for me, and no food on the table. Since I like to eat, having no food disturbed me the most. Are some people born entrepreneurs? Are people born entrepreneurs, or are they trained to be entrepreneurs? When I asked my rich dad his opinion on this age-old question, he said, "Asking if people are born or trained to be entrepreneurs is a question that makes no sense. It would be like asking if people are born employees or trained to become employees." He went on to say, "People are trainable. They can be trained to be either employees or entrepreneurs. The reason there are more employees than entrepreneurs is simply because our schools train young people to become employees. That is why so many parents say to their child, 'Go to school so you can get a good job.' I have yet to hear any parent say, 'Go to school so you can become an entrepreneur.'" Employees are a new phenomenon. The employee is a rather new phenomenon. During the agrarian age, most people were entrepreneurs. Many were farmers who worked the king's lands. They did not receive a paycheck from the king. In fact, it was the other way around. The farmer paid the king a tax for the right to use the land. Those who were not farmers were tradespeople, aka small business entrepreneurs. They were butchers, bakers, and candlestick makers. Their last names often reflected their business. That is why today many people are named Smith for the village blacksmith, Baker for bakery owners, and Farmer because their family's business was farming. They were entrepreneurs, not employees. Most children who were raised in entrepreneurial families followed in their parents' footsteps and also became entrepreneurs. Again, it is just a matter of training. It was during the industrial age that the demand for employees grew. In response, the government took over the task of mass education and adopted the Prussian system, upon which most Western school systems in the world are modeled. When you research the philosophy behind Prussian education, you will find that the stated purpose was to produce soldiers and employees, people who would follow orders and do as they were told. The Prussian system of education is a great system for mass-producing employees. It is a matter of training. The most famous entrepreneurs. You may also have noticed that many of our most famous entrepreneurs did not finish school. Some of those entrepreneurs are Thomas Edison, founder of General Electric; Henry Ford, founder of Ford Motor Company; Bill Gates, founder of Microsoft; Richard